This is my story. I've titled it Compromise. We all do it to varying degrees. Sometimes it's necessary to keep the peace, or maybe it's to get something we want. Other times we do it simply to fit in. However, when we can only compromise so much before we are in what truly matters in life gets confused and even lost. Growing up, I was a fairly easygoing and shy kid. This usually meant I sought to do as I was told. My parents taught us to value family, showing respect, being honest, generosity, and believing in God. And as a family, we would go to church weekly. To a large extent, these values shaped my life and put a hedge around me such that I wasn't bothered by many of the things others were. My family wasn't rich. I was okay with having only a few friends, and I was quite nerdy. I enjoyed this time and considered God an important part of my life. I even thought of myself as a good person. That is, until high school came. There, women came into focus. Many classmates became cruel in vying for the women's attention, even questioning my sexuality. And the women, who were nicer, quickly became my idol. Inwardly, I hated my classmates and thought myself better than them. But secretly, I desired to be one of them and also to have the women to notice me. To that end, I began learning all I could about sex. My conversations and even my thoughts became perverted. To not stand out, I distanced myself from one of my best friends because he didn't join in. Not far along this path, I discovered pornography and was hooked. The more I watched, the more I objectified women, and none of these brought me closer to fitting in. The harder I tried, the more broken I became. By the time I stumbled into college, I was depressed, embittered, and barely holding on to my image as a good person. Yet I was determined to prove myself worthy. In college, I finally was able to gather numerous friends and even have a girlfriend, but it was a shallow victory. I had what I wanted, but I did not like who I'd become, and I knew my friends only liked the fake me. As my hope died, I decided I was going to give up and lose myself in the fantasy realm of video games that summer. Thankfully, God had other plans. Come summer, I was challenged by an old friend that my sins were going to land me in hell. And though I tried to make a case for God's love, my friend answered me again and again using the Bible. So in answer to his challenge, I bought a Bible of my own. I came face to face with the person of Jesus. He faced many extreme pressures and temptations, yet never wavered. The Bible says that though Jesus was in his very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He was good and beyond good. I saw that it was out of love that Jesus condemned sin and called sinners to repent. And he did so not as a judge, as I did, but as a physician offering healing. His healing came through his death on my behalf to pay for my sins, and he was calling me to follow him. I finally saw that my sin had separated me from God as surely as it had ruined my life. Christ offered me everlasting life, my only hope, in exchange for my dead life. To see this gift, I needed only to acknowledge that I had sinned against God, repent from my sin, and put my trust in Christ's righteousness alone. And I did this in prayer right away. I found in my new life in Christ both a desire to carry out Christ's commands as well as the ability to do so. God's word became as water to my thirsty soul. God's grace through other believers allowed me to face my perverted view and of an idolization of women honestly and turn from them. In serving, I found I didn't have to work to please people, to be liked or accepted, because I was already secure in Christ. I found freedom. I still struggle with the unworthiness of the lofty calling I have in Christ. Yet he is teaching me to trust in his unfading and unshakable righteousness as he transforms me from the inside out. Through my struggles, God is demonstrating that when I look at the situation, deem it impossible, it is only because I have taken my eyes off the one who gave me eternal life. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.